If we knew about disasters in advance, we'd all be better prepared.
Tornado warning. Seek shelter immediately. Tornado warning. Seek shelter immediately.
When disaster strikes, make sure you're prepared. Purchase an all-hazards radio for your home and get the early warning you need to keep your family safe.
The radio also includes NOAA weather alerts and AM/FM radio tuning. With a long-lasting rechargeable lithium-ion battery, the ER200 can give you up to 25 hours of normal use. It has multiple sustainable power sources, including the rechargeable replaceable battery, a solar panel, and an ergonomic hand crank.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
In times of emergency, local radio might be your best source of information to help you get through the emergency. Radio might be your only source of information. The United Nations organization UNESCO thinks local radio is so important in times of crisis, it once declared, "Local radio saves lives." I wonder why local radio doesn't remind its listeners of that before emergencies happen. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, commentary and analysis. Flipping through the channels on the flat-screen device I use to receive what we used to call television broadcasts, I happened to see a promotional piece, a promo, for a local radio station in Buffalo. WBFO is your community radio station, the promo is telling me. In times of emergency, we will be here for you. It's one of the few proactive reaching-out messages I hear or see from radio. Radio may be your only source of information during a crisis. If your community goes hours, days, weeks without electricity, in a crisis such as an ice storm, earthquake, hurricane, or conflict, you may have no way to receive any other form of mass communication. Radio, as we've discussed in an earlier episode, has an operating ethic. We've got to keep the transmitter working. We've got to stay on the air. The service we provide must not stop. But aside from some promos by the Ontario Association of Broadcasters, there's little proactive messaging from radio to remind listeners radio will be ready. Even this most recent campaign is about telling listeners radio will relay emergency alerts from emergency agencies.
In the face of an emergency, information is power. Knowing what is happening, where it's happening, when it's happening, and exactly what you and your family should do next. Cool FM now has Alert Ready to warn you of an impending disaster. When you hear this sound.
But where is the information about radio staying live and local with public service information? See, almost every level of government or public agency in Canada actively tells people tune to local radio in a time of emergency. There are even highway signs in rural areas telling drivers what frequency they can find a local radio station on. A battery-powered or wind-up radio is the second item listed as a basic tool or supply on the emergency planning pages of Toronto Hydro. Is number 3 on the list for a family emergency kit on the City of Toronto's planning pages. And it's right after food and water in this planning video from the Department of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness of the Government of Canada.
So now your kit has a good start. Food and water. What else? Well, it's dark and there's no electricity. A flashlight and radio will be handy to see where you're going and help you stay informed. These both need power, so pack extra batteries. Or even better, buy the type that can be powered manually with a crank.
I'm reminded again of the importance of local radio as I follow news coverage of Hurricane Michael in Florida, the tsunami in Indonesia, and the tornadoes around Ottawa. Yet in recent memory, I have seen an all-news radio station in Toronto tweet about using your smartphone for information in a time of crisis. A radio station in Durham Region retweet a public agency without drawing attention to what's available without electricity on live radio. A radio station in Washington State posting on its website, "Have a weather radio for emergencies." Why? Because that radio station itself is not competent? I have every confidence that live local radio in Toronto and most Canadian cities will come through in a time of crisis. The people who work there will make sure we take public service very seriously. There's a tremendous opportunity in this age of declining public awareness of the strengths of local radio for radio to reach out first. Now, where's your battery-powered radio? This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.